Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by linebacker Brian Abraham from Albany. Brian, first things first, man, appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
Thank you. It's been good. A lot of anticipation, a lot of time for myself to, reflect and think about football, but I mean, I'm enjoying it. I mean, if football is what I got to do every single day, man, that's a good day.
Absolutely. And Brian, what are some things, as this process has turned on, you're preparing for your first NFL campaign here in these next few months, what are you looking to improve on, just fine-tuning your game, whether it's just getting stronger and faster, film study, working on your eyes at the second level? Obviously, the linebacker position, man, continues to evolve at the NFL level. What are some things you're looking on fine-tune here these last few months?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely would say my feet getting quicker, laterally, making sure my feet aren't sloppy in certain case scenarios. I think a lot of the things I did this year with pass rush really made me develop that part of my game, which I think using my hands in pass rush and setting up moves and mastering two moves and then understanding the counter to those moves. I think those are the things I've kind of really loved, improving on during this offseason.
Brian, for those out there, man, that weren't able to watch you in the Ivy League at Yale or check you out at Albany, what are teams getting in Brian Abraham, not just as an athlete within their defense, but also a leader and young man in the locker room as well?
Yeah, for sure. An energy shifter, more than anything else. I think Jaylen Brown kind of said that best for the Boston Celtics last year when they were having a tough time. And I think that's kind of what I embody as well, as being an energy shifter, making sure people are smiling in a room and people are laughing, people are enjoying themselves. Whether it's you being the butt of the joke or you making the joke or you, just being there and making sure that everyone's having a good time. That's kind of what I like to do.
Brian, talk about the impact of the transfer portal for you. I know it plays a major impact for a lot of guys in college finding that right spot. Some things are obviously changed, some things are better, some things are others, and going and use those resources at each program. Talk about your time at Yale, but more so, man, talk about your time at Albany and how it helped you evolve as a player.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, Yale, I think I look back and I can only reflect on good things and anything I kind of reflect on. So I just see Yale, it made me a man more than anything. I came in at 18, a little bit, immature, any other 18-year-old, kind of, joking a little bit too much, not understanding, the boundaries of stuff and the filters to different things. So I think Yale helped me mature in that aspect of, understanding that your response is everything and the character and your reputation is upheld to it. It's supposed to be honorable to other people. So I think through that, the portal was different for me. So I had graduated my degree at Yale, and my time was kind of up there. So you really can't do any grad school and play football at the same time at Yale or in the Ivy League. So I wasn't able to do that. So I used the portal to my advantage after just seeking more football. I had more eligibility left, and I thought I had a lot more game in my spirit left too. So the portal, it was different for me. I mean, I wasn't a highly talented guy. I mean, I know my size, my athleticism was going to be, the thing to look at. So I just kind of just played it to my advantage. I reached out to a bunch of coaches every single day, kind of grinded it out, just like you getting re-recruited in high school. I talked to Butler. Butler liked me a lot. They wanted me to come play corner for them. Their head coach, Coach Yu, was really, really adamant on me being better as a man and being better as a player than, me being on his team, which is, I appreciate him so much. And then Albany kind of came up in the works again during the springtime, and I wasn't really too familiar with Albany. I had a friend, Kalen Parker, who played there before, played running back, and so I took a visit, and I mean, that's where I met AJ and Anton. I think from there on, that was my home.
Brian, you segued me, man, perfect into my next question as far as your versatility and your explosiveness. I mean, you mentioned the Butler was looking at you, obviously, at corner. Now you're a guy that can also play at the second level as well. You could potentially drop back, offer some unique looks as a safety if you had to, man. Can you talk to me about your versatility and your explosiveness at linebacker and just how you believe that's going to translate to the next level, where obviously you're going to be a guy that's going to be able to live within the middle of a defense, extend to the fringe areas, and also cut your teeth on special teams if you have to as well?
For sure. I think the big thing with versatility is communication, especially when you're playing defense. Communication is not everything. Cause, I mean, you don't want to talk in the middle of a, like, of what you want to be dialed in, but like communicating and understanding, okay, the call from the secondary, the call from the all the way to the D line, is something I had to learn through my career in college. In high school, I was pretty versatile, you know, in the secondary playing corner and safety. And my corners coach, Coach Freely, he's the one who told me, like, versatility is going to be your greatest skill. And I was like, man, I get that, but, like, I just want to play ball. Like, you know, right. I just want to play safety. I didn't really want to play cornerback then, but, like, I think I was a natural corner in high school. So, like, he was pretty adamant on that. I think, especially playing at the next level, I think that's, like, you don't get a guy who can play corner, rush the passer, go cover a tight end, go play drop back in the middle of the field. Like, you don't really get that out of guys nowadays. I think my athleticism has allowed me to grow. I thought I peaked athletically. I didn't. And so I'm kind of looking forward to, like, this new chapter of, like, my body and understanding how I can, you know, better myself and how I can better recover, do recovery better and kind of hit another level, hit another gear. So I think just taking it day by day is what's best for me, and not trying to look too much forward into the future, just trying to work for the vision, you know what I mean?
Brian, the attention to detail that's required to not only just play but succeed at the linebacker position that goes underrated for a lot of guys, whether it's at the college level and obviously you making your transition to the NFL level where the game's obviously going to pick up and obviously just more and more snaps are going to help the game slow down, man. But take me into the layers of your film study, things that you study from an alignment perspective, tendencies, group personnels, as far as just things that you look at, man, that help you prepare in the middle, that helps you win a rep before the ball's ever snapped the line of scrimmage.
Yes, sir. So I mean, I usually start film probably like a day after a game. I kind of just let my body, just let my mind just, you know, get a football, a little bit relaxed, reset. So I usually start off watching all run game stuff, because I think that's how you play football. You got to run the ball. So in order to do that, I kind of just watch personnel formations and like tendencies and percentages. So usually you get like a scouting report and you get to see, like, okay, this team goes 11 personnel 60% of the time, and they go 12 personnel 40% of the time on first down. So I kind of go from there. So, like, usually a team will have, like, I mean, I saw a lot of inside zone, a lot of power during the year, and a lot of, like, mid zone, and a lot of split zone as well. So, like, those are usually, like, first down, first and 10 plays. And then, because everyone has, like, a script and a schedule. So, like, you don't have to, like, know their schedule, but you have to understand, like, what will come up at this point in time. So, like, second and 8, that's a passing down usually. So people are probably going to want to run the ball because people are going to think pass.
Right.
Third and 1 is second and 1 could be a shot because, like, you think it's a rundown. You just pick up the first down faster, but you have so much more of the utility passing the ball. And then third and 1, you can, you know, run the ball or, you know, have it like an RPO kind of play. So, like, just things like that, formations and tendencies on the field, like the hash marker, your alignment to, like, I mean, I've watched everything from receivers to running backs to tight ends to guards and tackles and obviously quarterbacks. So, like, understanding a quarterback's favorite receiver, their last second threat, if they scramble to, like, their left or their right, what they feel comfortable with, when they get hit, how do they get up? Obviously, everyone's going to be a tough guy, so, like, you're not trying to break anybody or, like, but you have to understand, like, some people will quit, like, and yet you can't just quit because they're quitting. You have to keep on going and going. And I think for me to help win me, like, reps is, like, I look at the person as a, like, across me as a grayless face. Like, Coach Tomlin said, like, those people, like, you're going to see another opponent every single week. So, like, you trying to, like, get into this man's soul. Like, to me, like, football is a simple game. You know, I've been playing since I was a kid. So, like, I see the person across me as a mirror of me. So if I do as best as I can, there's no way this person can ever stop me.
I love to hear it, Brian. Look, man, we talked about your game, man. When you're all strapped up, you're getting after people. But let's talk about your game off the field, man. And I would love for you to expand just the things you like to do away from the game. But also, Brian, we'll love for you to talk about your relationship with your teammate AJ Simon. I know he meant a lot to you. Obviously, the tragic news of his passing. What he meant to you, your friendship with him, and what he meant to the Albany program. Would love for you to kind of give us a background on AJ Simon. What just an impressive young man that he was, and the friendship that you had with him.
For sure. First of all, I love AJ. I love him since I met him. He's probably one of the people I haven't really became best friends with somebody so fast. So, like, I met him on my official visit, and official visits are usually, like, 48 hours. You come and you go. You evaluate the school after. I stayed on my official visit for, like, 4 days, just with AJ and Anton, and we were just laughing, joking. I'm like, yo, these guys have the same sense of humor as me.
Yeah.
You always have those friends you sit on the couch with and you just, like, can sit there all day with. You stay on your phone, fart with them, like, laugh with them, joke with them. So, right. That was my guy for me. Like, I have a picture on my phone of us all, like, hanging out at our quarterback's house. And our quarterback isn't even there. We're just, like, hanging out, just talking, like, doing stuff like that. So, like, it's kind of rare nowadays, I feel like, with people. Like, people always want to kind of do what, like, they are for themselves. He was one of the realest people I've ever met in my life. Like, a guy who understood it and understood the game and was understandable how we do, how you kind of ever have to respect the game and the football guys and everything that comes with it, man. So, like, he was one of the best people I've ever met. Always one of the strongest people I've ever met, too. Like, dude was a freak of nature. He was, like, 260 running, like, 4.5s and stuff like that. Like, his name was going to get called next week. So, I mean, it's definitely tough, but I think now is, as I've been told, is one of the best times to, like, really lean on God and understand that your faith is going to be, like, a big portion of how you do things moving forward. And I'm not the type of person to, like, seek revenge or, you know, I'll do this for that. I love playing the game purely because I love playing the game. I love doing it positively. But now it's like, you know, you have someone watching over you. And it feels kind of weird, you know, because, like, I know how AJ jokes. I know how he thinks. So, like, having him get 24 hours of silence on me is a little crazy. But, like, I mean, like, he got it, man. That's my guy. Like, he know how I love him. He knows how we always, you know, we was always on, like, the same type of time. So it's just a pleasure to meet the guy. It's just an honor to call him your brother. You know what I mean?
I love that. Brian, look, last one for you, man, before we get you out of here. When you look back on this process, first time you ever put on a helmet as a kid, to high school, to obviously your time at Yale, now Albany, and then now look, the draft's just less than a week away, and you're going to get your opportunity here in these next few weeks to make an NFL roster, man. When you look back, what is your why in this process? I love asking guys that, mainly when you put your feet on the ground every single day, what is that driving force for you to be not only the best football player and athlete you can be each day, Brian, but also the best young man you can be? Is it a friend? Is it AJ? Is it a parent? Is it a brother? Is it a sister? Who's someone that is your why, for your driving force each and every day, Brian?
It's honestly my last name, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
So many people share it in America. So many people share it in Nigeria. I'm also, like, a first generation that first-generation Nigerian. My parents came here in the 90s. And so, like, I've seen them work as hard as possible and not say a thing and understand that you work till you can't work anymore. Like, they're working now. And so, like, that does, you know, it drives me to tears, to be honest, because, like, my parents shouldn't be working. They're 67, 60, you know, they're pretty up there in their age. They're not 67. I'm pretty sure, like, they're, like, 62, maybe, somewhere around that. My mom just turned 60, so I'm sorry.
You're all good.
Yeah, so, like, that's what it is for me. I mean, my sisters have, like, worked hard as possible, too. Like, I think everyone in my family understands that we have a standard for our family that you cannot go under. Like, my sisters have all my sisters have 2 degrees. Like, my cousin has 2 degrees. My cousin's in the draft with me. He's worked out as hard as possible. Other cousin, you know, who wants to be a professor, other little cousin, she's in school right now. She's understanding the process of, like, getting through college and everything like that. So, like, our family, like, has that love for each other, and our family's pretty big, you know. Like, I mean, I guess I'm one of the younger ones in my family, so, like, I've always had, you know, the little bro syndrome of, like, you getting, you know, pushed around a little bit here and there, but, like, for our family, we always knew, like, no one's gonna quit, so, like, it made us so much more greater. I think, like, it's my parents, I guess, I'm proud of. I'm proud to call myself an Abraham. And carry that last name even further.
All right, everyone, that's my conversation with Albany. Look, I'm not going to call him a linebacker. I'm not going to call him an edge. I'm not going to call him, he talked about a corner or safety. Versatile type of defender that's going to be in an NFL roster here in these next few weeks and get his opportunity here as we work into the summer. Really excited to see where he lands. Athletic kid, about 225 pounds, physical downhill defender, play the fringe areas, can flip and run and cover those running backs and tight ends in space. Also really appreciate Brian opening up and sharing the love that he has for his former teammate in AJ Simon that unfortunately passed away here in these last few days suddenly, which is a tragic news that was national news, unfortunately, here of these last few days. Was a hell of a football player, a hell of a young man. Again, really appreciate Brian opening up in his relationship with his former teammate in AJ Simon. So always appreciate you guys tuning in. This podcast is on all podcast platforms. My work is on X, if you don't follow me there already, at _RyanFowler. And of course, all my other work, written, video, audio, on Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. So appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Draft's just a few days away. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.